This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Where is the Chinese? We like Chinese. We like Chinese. Oh, come on. Boo.
This song is so catchy.
It is. All right. Speaking of catchy, you're listening to the Good Day program. We catch a lot of the important stories of the day and have conversation about them that's intellectually stimulating. It's smart. It's fun. It's free. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, into your head and into your life. Comes Victoria Keelan, my friend Jennifer Horn, my friend Kara Schillen, my friend. The friends are limited, however, to non-TSA employees. I don't have any
TSA. We don't like GMOs, TSAs.
Nope, they don't need to have.
No other three-letter LOLs.
Do not apply to be friends of mine.
Oh.
TSA unveiling that new automated security line yesterday at the Atlanta airport. The security line was tested, and I'm not sure it was approved. Listen to this.
For the first time in the United States, we're introducing what we refer to as automated screening lanes. Now, multiple passengers can walk up to different stations and place their belongings on the belt, and the belt automatically takes those belongings and moves it in an automated fashion through the system, which allows passengers to more seamlessly move through the system. So if I'm a little bit faster, that allows me the opportunity to place my belongings on the belt and then continue moving on through the rest of the screening process.
All of us have been in that situation before where we've been behind a family of four that has a car seat and a lot of bottles of milk or things like that. And we have to, up to now, you've had to wait for those folks to go through before you can proceed through the line. The nice thing about these new lanes is that you don't have to wait for that family in front of you to divest or to get rid of all of those things into a bin. With the new system, you if you're finished putting your things in, you just push your bin and you go right around them. So that efficiency is really going to save us a lot of time with passengers inside the checkpoint.
Just stop.
Can you see airport rage happening? You know, everybody going around each other.
Yeah, this is not revolutionary. This is going to the grocery store and putting your stuff on a conveyor belt. Like, come on, dude.
Nonsense. Okay.
Come on.
So, yesterday, the Associated Press revealed unbelievable security breaches at the airports around the country. This is a screensaver, maybe, or a smokescreen, probably better. This whole business is more of their theater. They should get an Academy Award, these people who run the TSA, because they're the biggest fakers and biggest actors around. There are tons and tons and tons of these people who work, or I shouldn't use the term work, who show up to collect a paycheck at airports around the country. Are they all bad? No. Some of them are good, some are dedicated, some of them are loyal, some of them have really the idea that they're there to help. But way too often, especially I have found that certain groups, and I'll not try to make this a racist statement, but I've found that there are certain groups who are really irresponsible. And when I say irresponsible, they're not they aren't doing their job responsibly. And I find it, I'm offended because if you look at your ticket, you'll notice that you're paying $5 a head for the screening. Not only does the taxpayer invest $6 billion plus a year, I think it's $6.5 billion a year, they're crying because they don't have enough money to, they say, hire enough agents to take care of the extra traffic.
But
they also are getting $5 a whack out of every ticket that gets sold.
Well, then you also have the story about them spending millions and millions of dollars on marketing, on holograms,
and
all this stuff that is really unnecessary. I mean, I hate to put everybody that works for the TSA into one category, because I'm sure if you really dug around, there are probably some great TSA agents out there who are proud about going to work and doing a great job, and that's a good thing. But this just shows you what more government really does. It just it's your favorite statement, waste, fraud, corruption. I mean, you've got a story that just came out yesterday about all of this stuff going on with the TSA. They want more money. They're spending all this money.
The breaches
of
perimeter. The breaches at gates, breaches at fences, breaches around the airport. This story, that's why I say this is theater, because what's really happening behind the scenes, authorities have not been able to get at intruders for whatever the reason. They're blocking the release of information rather than fix the problem. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep the news media from understanding or reporting on how frequent these breaches are around the airports around the country.
And no one gets fired. That's the grossest part, is that there's nobody accountable. There was a story that I saw yesterday that said, like, over 5 years they fired, like, one person from the TSA. It's like, what do you have to do? I mean, if it's not working, at least in my job, if I'm not doing it, you're out of here.
That's why Trump, really, can I do that? That's why Trump and Bernie Sanders get so much traction because of this kind of stuff. More malfeasance, and yet the president wants to have more. Let's have more initiatives. Let's do more. How about you fix the stuff that you've messed up already, or has been messed up by other people before you? That is a thought. Woof. All right, Zika cases in the U.S.
That was a good emphasis.
Zika cases in our country tripled in a week. Uh-oh. Dr. Ken on that in a moment here on Good Day.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Music is with us. Wherever we go. Whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Traditional Pro, just $349. Sing it out loud with a Shure SM48 vocal mic, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
15 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. We're joined now by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a medical expert, chiropractor, cardiologist, not a chiropractor.
I am not a chiropractor.
You would probably make a good chiropractor, actually, under the circumstances. you believe in. Have you ever had a chiropractic adjustment? Come on.
I have not.
Never.
Oh. My grandmother swore by them.
Yeah.
She loved them.
I'm going to bring you to a chiropractor. Next time I'm down there, it'll be part of our day. All right, we'll find a chiropractor to bring you to. I just want to listen to the bones crack. That's all.
Sounds like fun.
All right. You don't go to chiropractors either, Victoria?
Never in my life.
Ah, that's the problem with you. That's why
I'm
you're
with
so
Dr.
short.
Ken.
Yeah, they're very good for you. All right, Zika cases tripled. This is Dr. Ken saying, nah, 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 nah.
Nah,
I told you this was serious.
I don't do that.
All right, so the Center for Disease Control, who believes them anyway, says that there are 279 pregnant women in the U.S. that have the Zika. So as much as we have from the tallest buildings, from the top of trees, been screaming, if you're pregnant or going to, you want to be pregnant, don't go anywhere where the Zika mosquito is. Apparently people not heeding that, or are there just more mosquitoes around that are attacking people?
The way the mosquito gets the virus is by biting somebody who has the virus in their blood. And I think the mosquitoes are just spreading it around more, getting more of it and spreading it. And this is coming. And in Florida, where I am, it's being taken very seriously. I mentioned before we went on the air, an alert memo to all the doctors came out yesterday warning that we must talk to patients about where they've traveled, who they're interacting with, the people they're interacting with, where they've traveled. And this is an illness that can be sexually transmitted. Men do spread this sexually.
All right. So people are listening and they're hearing Dr. Ken Kronos and they hear his voice. They want to know, what's wrong? Are you okay? You're the doctor. You're not supposed to sound like you don't feel well. Where'd that voice go?
Tomorrow you'll hear everything's fine.
All right.
I don't have a pharmacy in the house.
Meredith, you know, has that same thing going on with her. She's lost her voice, and I wonder whether it's late season colds, amongst other things, or your
immune
system.
That's all it is.
Not that kind of stuff.
My daughter and her friends are all home from various colleges. You know, when you travel around, people have different bugs, and you don't have immunity for these things. And
right.
So you just build it up. I'll be
so. Other things that affect pregnant women besides the Zika virus in the news this week from Dr. Ken, pot. If you smoke pot and you're pregnant, you are a dummix. Explain that a little bit more clearly, Ken, will you?
This comes out of Reproductive Toxicology Journal. Smoking pot, Doug, while pregnant may increase the risk of premature delivery. Women who continue using marijuana up to 20 weeks gestation have a 5 times greater increase in the risk of preterm birth. So our advice to expectant mothers on marijuana use is the same for alcohol and tobacco. Do not do it.
Isn't it interesting that you have a sort of counterpunch here? More people smoking pot, but fewer people are smoking cigarettes.
I don't get it. And, you know, I have a college freshman just finished, and she tells me how common this is. And people will be so afraid of cigarettes, and they'll willingly, happily use pot. And we have a story out this week in the medical journals about how pot will affect your DNA, and it will be spread to the next generation or two. So you're harming your grandkids by smoking marijuana.
Yeah, nuts. All right, May, as most of you know by now, National Blood Pressure Month. Dr. Ken is a noted, famous cardiologist, and he talks about super beats as if he was doing a big favor for his clients and for you, and he is, because this really goes right to town on high blood pressure, right?
I love where this evidence using natural products that they're safe and they're effective, and these dietary nitrates, of which beets is an excellent example, to build up the building blocks of making nitric oxide, the third important gas in your body, Nobel Prize winning discovery. You need a continuous supply of nitric oxide. It's like the garage door opener of the blood vessels. The red blood cells carry in one arm the oxygen and the other arm the nitric oxide. They spray the blood vessel, open it up, and then the oxygen can get there. If you don't have enough nitric oxide, your body from head to toe won't work. Doug will tell you how to get it. Neo Forte, Neo 40 for getting the level up, and Super Beats to get that boost if you need instead of the caffeine drinks.
Nothing but positive results from using Super Beats. Get them now. 800-655-4183. Save money. Get free Super Beats. 800-655-4183. 855-4183.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Pop music time is Throwback Thursday on the Good Day program. We are going to play for you the top five songs from this week in 1982. And the first tune, which happens to be the fifth tune, but the way we do math here on Good Day, number five is number one, and number one is number five. Great, isn't it? Doug Steffen Mathematics, the Jay Giles Band, and the song is called Centerfold. Crank it up, Kara! This is just as good. Next one, number four this week, 1982, Paul McCartney
and Ivory,
Stevie Wonder, Ebony and Ivory.
You can never hear the song without thinking about Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo on Saturday Night Live.
I can never play this song without remembering Jerry Springer and I performing it on the stage at a beer hall in Cincinnati.
Gosh, I wish I would have been there for that. That's a story.
I was Ivory.
Learn new things all the time.
Yeah, I know you do. Okay, so McCartney and this is a great song. Yeah, a little bit more of it. Go ahead, Karen. Number three this week, this is Joan Jett with her Black Hearts.
Good karaoke.
How'd they come by that name, by the way? Anybody know what the how they set that name?
No.
It's a medical condition.
Thank you, Jennifer. That was very enlightening. I love rock and roll. I do. You can crank it.
take you home.
She like,
Benatar?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's been long.
Did you really just read his mind, Joe?
Yes, she did. That's exactly what I was reaching for. Thank you. I was thinking about their skinny legs, actually. Joan's just kind of skinny.
Okay, or they're both rocker chicks.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, right. Number two for this week in 1982 belongs to Survivor. This is a James Bond theme, but really, it is good. It's from Rocky. I was confused with James Bond. Eye of the Tiger, Survivor number two this week, 1982. Second Rocky movie. You have my permission to crank it up, Karen. That your head goes right to that scene running up the steps, right? Is that where you go with this?
Yep. Is that what was playing when he runs up the Philadelphia Museum?
No.
But that's where I go. That's the only thing from Rocky I know.
Yeah.
Other than that, and him standing in the ring with Hulkster.
No, the theme that Bill Cosby did for the Rocky movies is what plays.
Did you say Bill Cosby did it?
No, I said Bill Conti.
Oh.
Bill Cosby's going to do 10 to life. All right, let's see.
Wabo.
Number one this week.
Oh,
1982, Olivia Newton-John. So you see the Doug Steffen math here, right? Number one is number five. Number five is number one. Got it all?
Got it.
Got it?
Got it.
Get it. This is as good a pop song as it was around in those days. Thank you very much.
I can see you in a sweatband around your head.
Me?
Leg warmers?
Leg warmers.
Because, you know, everybody's wrist sweats a lot.
I know. Too much information. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true. For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Traditional Pro, just $349. Sing it out loud with a Shure SM48 vocal mic, just $29, or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Listening to today's, as opposed to yesterday's Good Day program. Today is the 26th of May. Tuned in to Food News now on Good Day. We're also going to have a conversation in a few minutes about education and whether or not people pay attention when they're hiring you to what gradient level of education you have. How important is it really to experience? Here's the story of this waitress. Name's Melissa Tajjen. Twice a week, she works at a local pizza place in Milwaukee. Rest of her time is devoted to her business. She's a compost crusader, and that's the name of her business. The Compost Crusader. I would have thought that I could have called Victoria Keelan the same thing, because she, as well as Melissa, is a compost crusader. What happens
so
here?
I want to be a compost crusader.
I know you do. Was it last week we had that fellow on the Ag Hour?
Yes.
Who was a composter, right?
Yeah.
What? If you don't know how this works, you basically have somebody collecting your food scraps instead of putting in a garbage disposal or out with their waste. All this stuff can be used and ought to be used. We have such piles of waste everywhere. This stuff, there should be three things that are collected by the trash people. The stuff that you can't do anything with, the recyclables, and then the food waste, which can be easily put in. I have a big compost pile at the farm. I don't go collecting the waste, but I have a lot of different types of things, leaves and grass.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You get a green waste bin, though, right?
Yeah, well, see what happens here.
Can't we put food in there?
Yes. Here's what happens. For those of you who wonder why it takes longer for leaves to decompose, and you might be into this, actually, Victoria, if you have begun to study the decomposition of what is put into these piles. Not only is it the organic waste that comes from the foods, that's the best way to bring the bacteria in to eat up. This, what they really do, these little bacteria have digesters. And the reason I've created over the past, I don't know, 10 years or so, a pile of compost that I haven't used. And I was going to use it as manure because it's cow manure, horse manure, chicken manure, and all kinds of other things, grass and just things that you, this is the best lesson to learn about how the system works. It is now all dirt. It was a pile of various manures and things, but now it's dirt. I was trying to find, because we're spreading it on the fields for springtime, and so we were working on this pile last Sunday. I got the bulldozer out, and I was pushing through the pile to see if I could get to any manure that was left, and there isn't any. It's all dirt. So what happens is, and it would be faster even, if we threw some of the garbage that could be collected, because the little microbes in the food that you cast away go to work in a digestive way, and they eat up the leaves, they eat up the grass, they eat up whatever is in there, and they really actually are retooling it so that it's dirt when it comes out. There are billions of these little microbes that go to work, and the reason that the leaves take a longer time to digest than does the grass is because there's more nitrogen in the grass. Wherever you see green, your grass, the trees, anything is green. The green is caused by having a lot of nitrogen in the plant material. Nitrogen helps to also feed the microbes so that the stuff is gobbled up faster and becomes compost and usable fertilizer much faster. So if you want to enhance what you're doing, if you're going to do it at home, Victoria, make sure you put grass clippings in with the garbage, and it'll make it turn that much faster.
Huh,
all right,
good
and make
to know.
Sure that you turn it over. You the air that gets to it will also help it to digest. Anyway, the story of this woman, very interesting. She says she's been working in the restaurant industry since she was old enough to serve, and she was conscious of the amount of food that is wasted. What is that number we saw recently? Maybe, Victoria, you or Jennifer has it. Was it 20% of the food that's produced in this country gets wasted? It's some outrageous number.
I feel like it's more than that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe even
more
than that.
It was some scary big number.
Oh, my God, what a waste. Anyway, so this lady bought two garbage trucks, and she goes around to 55 local restaurants and food merchants, grocery stores, that sort of thing, breweries, the schools, the plant shops. She goes around and has her people pick up the food waste and the other things, and they drop it off at the composting farm. And that's where this farm's called Blue Ribbon. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to try to get these people on. Let's see if we can reach out, if you wouldn't mind, Victoria, see if we can find one or both of these people. They make a great story for our agriculture.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Here's the number. 40% of U.S. food goes uneaten. 40%. What a crime.
You know, I always feel terrible because, and I would imagine, actually, we can all relate to this. We all have small households of one or two people, right?
Yeah, right.
And so this is my biggest issue, is that I totally, and I do this, as much as I try not to, I miscalculate what I'm going to need for the week. Yeah. And I feel so terrible when my produce goes bad or when something, you know, and then you're just throwing stuff out.
Yeah.
I wish there was, like, an app. We need to come up with something where you could put in your schedule for the week and it tells you what you need to buy, because I swear, no matter how hard I try, I always end up throwing stuff out.
Uh-huh.
But all your produce, like, we have that problem sometimes too, and all the produce that we don't use or goes bad in the fridge, we pop it into a paper bag in the freezer, and then that gets composted.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. It's a good thing to have in
your
house.
Doesn't smell at all. I could compost here, actually.
Yeah. You can do it anywhere, actually. I do it on the farm because it's easy for me to just throw it in the bucket of the tractor, bring it down to the, throw on the pile. But I would do, actually, I often thought, especially when we're feeding brewer's grain, because we had a truck and we were hauling stuff back and forth, that we ought to go around the grocery stores like we used to when I was a kid, only the grocery store garbage we fed to the pigs. That's what they ate. Now you can just take that stuff and throw it into the resource pile. It's really quite a good idea. So congratulations to Blue Ribbon Organics. And to Melissa Taijian, who obviously is quite a smart cookie. She's made her, so that's got to be a good business. I would imagine I hope she's charging these people to pick up their waste and charging when she dumps it off there. 40% of U.S. food supply is uneaten. The waste creates 33 million cars worth of greenhouse gases. Is the single largest contributor to landfills today. Do you realize how outrageous that is? What a damnable waste that is? It is. It should be, you know, the government and all of their BS, there should be somebody really working on how to make this a national project, prime time project, frankly.
Yep.
All right, let's move our attention from that kind of food to something that's yum, 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 yummy. Premium chocolate. A way of stopping people in their tracks. I'm one, I'll tell you. I put up both my hands, guilty. Brian Osich, my pal, has more on a new variety of chocolate that's sure to become a standout for you.
There's a secret washing up onto our shores for chocolate lovers. It's a taste that comes along with an 80-year-old Turkish history, and it's about to change the way we enjoy chocolatey treats. Shelley Lofino, brand manager for Demak at Nestle USA.
Demak offers an adventurous taste experience not found in any other chocolate. We invite chocolate lovers to discover the bold and exotic combination of silky smooth chocolate and flavorful pistachios with Nestle Demak, now available for the first time in the U.S.
As the premium chocolate market in the U.S. continues to expand, Lofino says this is one taste trendsetters want to look out for.
Available in creamy, dark, and fine chocolate varieties, each Demak tablet is brimming with buttery, crunchy Turkish pistachios, and the fine chocolate bar contains no artificial flavors or colors. This hallmark brand from our international portfolio must be sampled to truly appreciate.
You can find Nestle Demak at select Walgreens drugstores nationwide. For more, visit NestleDemak.com. Now you're in the know from Nestle Demak.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I was afraid my grill wasn't going to make it through the summer.
Frank needed a new grill, so I showed him our entire line, including the Weber Genesis and Spirit lines.
Ace is the place that brings you the best names in grills. Literally, brings it to your house after we assemble it for you.
Now through Memorial Day, get free assembly and delivery when you buy any grill $3.99 and up, including Weber. Offer valid through May 30th. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store. Store stock only. See store for details.
44 past the hour on the Good Day program. Joining us now is Steve Strauss. Who is a small business expert. You read his column all the time in USA Today. He's here to have us focus on this survey that was done by Bank of America showing only 3% of small business owners consider education the most important hiring factor. So I suppose, Steve, that begs the question, what is the most important hiring factor?
Hey, Doug, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
And that is a good question. You know, the semi-annual Bank of America Small Business Owner Report always looks at something different. This spring, we're looking at hiring. And it turns out that what small business owners are looking for when they're hiring people these days are what are called really soft skills over maybe what are called hard skills. And what I mean by that is soft skills are things like trustworthiness, work ethic, creativity, thinking for yourself. Hard skills are computer skills, technical skills, things like that. You know, I wrote a lot of USA Today columns over the years. The most popular thing by far that I ever wrote was a column entitled "Why I Hire English Majors," and it got all the STEM majors very upset, right? Science, technology, education, and math. We hear so much about STEM education these days, but it really turns out that education generally, STEM education in particular, was not a very important aspect among these small business owners when looking to hire. What they really want are people who will round out their team and make their team better. That's far more important.
People who can speak well and write well. I emphasize that all the time, and I get teased because we're in the era of abbreviation. Everything that's done, look at Twitter, look at the way that we use our smartphones. We all are abbreviating, and it becomes crude.
Right.
Frankly, people laugh at me when I say that, but it is. It's crude, and it doesn't work in many business circumstances. People just don't like it. They want to have correct communication. So I'm interested. Let's talk about age here, if I may. We all know
sure.
that there's sexism in hiring, and there's ageism in hiring, and that sort of thing. I wonder, as you look at the changing face of the workforce, you talk about the people that you hire that are good fits. Does it make a difference what age people are as far as these various categories are concerned? Generation X, baby boomers, the millennials, do the skills seem different with the age?
Yeah, it definitely does. And this is one of the things I found surprising in this version, this edition of the Small Business Owner Report, which is, you know, what generation is the most popular among small business owners when they're looking to hire? Well, it turns out that it's Generation X. And maybe that's not surprising. Generation X now is in their they're in their 30s and 40s. They've acquired probably some business skills. Certainly they've acquired some life skills. But Generation X is the most popular generation in terms of being hired, far more than millennials and far more than baby boomers. So I think that is pretty interesting. And again, I think it goes back to, you know, what is someone looking for when they're looking to hire? Well, a lot of it has to do with the culture of your business. You want people who are going to make your team better. And experience helps, but skills, these soft skills, are more important. You know, Richard Branson had never created a business before he became a great entrepreneur, and Steve Jobs had never created a phone before he created the iPhone. Now, you're not going to hire Richard Branson and Steve Jobs, but you can hire people who think for themselves and who are creative and who are hardworking and who make your team better. And you do that, and then you're going to have, you know, whatever generation you go with, you're going to find that you're going to have a team that helps your business grow for sure.
Spend a moment talking about issues that small business owners have beside hiring, like the minimum wage problem, the health care costs,
yes.
those problems. How does that factor into whether you're hiring full-time people, part-time people? How is it mitigated in this survey?
Yeah, that's definitely something we found in this Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, that more than half of the people we surveyed think that a minimum wage hike is not going to be good for their company, and 74% said that they were concerned about healthcare costs. And I think that's not surprising. Of course, anytime you're talking about raising your prices, whether it's through healthcare or minimum wage, it's something you're going to have to think about. And we did find that a lot of the small business owners are figuring they're going to have to mitigate those changes somehow with higher prices or hiring more part-time workers, that kind of thing. So those are certainly some of the concerns we saw.
30 seconds or less, what is the election going to do in terms of small business ownership and success? How do you see it going for small business people?
Well, look, the election is going to have an effect. There's no doubt about it. Most of the small business owners we talked to said they think the election is going to have an effect on their business all the way, you know, it's going to ripple down all the way to their business. So there's lots of great information on the election, on everything. You can go to bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness and find out more.
All right, Steve Strauss, thanks for being here on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, hello. 50. 3 minutes after the hour. This is Doug Steff, a good day program. It's now time for Chuck Curry and Movie Moments. There's only one small problem with Chuck Curry and Movie Moments today, and that is we have Movie Moments, but we don't have Chuck Curry. So, we are left to our own devices. And therefore, we will
discuss.
Wait a minute. What's that supposed to mean?
It means that we're left to our own devices. It's never good.
I want to talk about the new Beauty and the Beast film. The trailer is out. Let's see who's seen that and likes it. That's up next here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by the Aetna Foundation. What do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? They are all rising to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. The Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties have come together to recognize 50 cities and counties that are making a significant health impact in their community and empower others to make a change. This new initiative is recognizing communities that show measurable changes in health and wellness by providing a total of $1.5 million in prizes. Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski, Executive Director of Aetna Foundation.
We all have a role to play in improving health and wellness in our communities, and we know now no single group can make sufficient changes alone. Through the challenge, we are meeting communities where they are and rewarding innovation and cross-sector partnerships that lead to healthier days.
Will your city or county rise to the challenge? Submit an application by May 31st to be considered. For more information, visit healthiestcities.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
All right, so the Beauty and the Beast is a treasured film from the Disney folks. It was the first full-length animated film to be nominated for Best Picture back in 1991. And in that era, it did $420 million. Can you imagine that? That's, what, 25 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And a picture 25 years ago did $420 million in business around the world. So Emma Watson is there. Isn't that...
That's Hermione Granger.
Harry, isn't she from...
Harry Potter, yeah.
Harry Potter, right. And then there's Dan Stevens, who was in Downton Abbey. He's the Beast, as a matter of fact. That's pretty appropriate, given the character. Emma Watson is Belle. Let's see here. McGregor, Ewan McGregor is Lumiere. Ian McKellen is Cogsworth. Does he always play those kind of... I mean, think about all of those characters that he's played.
Kind of now, yeah.
Do we think... How are they doing those characters? Because in Beauty and the Beast, there was the teapot and the candlestick. And how are they going to do that in this live-action version? Do we know?
Yeah,
I think from what we know is that it's they've lent their voices, and there's some sort of an animated, but not
kind
animated.
Kind of looks like them, yeah.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson is Mrs. Potts. So did you say, Carrie, you'd seen the trailer?
Yeah, I think all three of us have seen it.
Yeah.
And it was really good. They had just an air of, like, just enough air of mystery
just
to
say,
it. Yeah, they just showed,
four
like...
four of us here, so all three of us would mean...
Well, you asked me, yes. I was talking about, the three
gals.
Of us.
The three of us, the gals. Okay. So what did you like about it? What excites you about it? It didn't come out till next year.
Well, it's a good story, and I think most people love Emma Watson. She's the perfect casting for that character. And everybody else who's cast in it sounds really good, too. And, I mean, the trailer didn't show all that much. They just showed her at the very, very end of it. But like I said, there was an air of mystery, and I'm excited to see it. It looks good. Right.
Me, too, right. Yeah. This is one of my favorite stories ever.
Other movie news, Netflix is going to, they've got a lot of new movies coming in this season. This is the Disney movie. A number of them are in there. Lucasfilm movies, Marvel movies. As a matter of fact, in September, Netflix will become the exclusive pay TV home of the latest films from Disney, Marvel, Lucasfilm, and Pixar, which I find rather interesting. Why would they allow themselves to be cornered like that unless they're getting paid more by Netflix? That must be the story, right?
Yeah, well, these are the movies that, you know, parents at home with kids, these are the movies that the kids want to watch at home. So it's a great deal for Netflix.
Huh, yeah. All right, guess we all got to sign up for Netflix. This is not an ad for Netflix, but guess we got to do it. 59 past the hour on the go on the Good Day program.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.